And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
State Superintendent of Public Instruction Mark Johnson continues to mistake the forest for the trees when it comes to lifting up our public schools. Another chapter in this familiar story was written last week when Johnson unveiled an expensive and hastily prepared audit of his agency. The audit, which was only put out for bid to private contractors earlier this year, nonetheless cost the state almost $1 million. The report that was produced outlines recommendations that would theoretically save the department an estimated $5 million, provided it invests $4 million in improved systems. In other words, the audit scheme would spend a total of $5 million to save, that's right, $5 million. An agency audit in 2008-09 cost just $170,000. Add to this that many of the problems the audit identifies can be attributed to legislative budget cuts, and that auditors only talked to a grand total of 14 school teachers statewide, and the whole thing looks that much more ill-conceived and half-baked. The bottom line, improved efficiency is fine, but what North Carolina really needs from its superintendent is a big-picture commitment to securing the generous funding our children and teachers deserve. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.